Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I use and abuse every single day growing my own businesses here in the middle of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. This week, we have gone back to the basics again. I told you that you need to have a four-legged stool that will make your business more stable. That includes distributing your content in at least four different places. I told you that you need to monetize all of those pieces of your distribution. You need to start with your website. It needs to have a hard call to action that says, buy my stuff. I recommended having a secondary subscribe to my email list call to action so that you can continue to reach out to these people over time. I talked yesterday about how email marketing is not dead. AI is actually making it easier than ever if you are creating content to push email marketing out to people. Today, we are going to talk about social media. This is something that we've talked about before. It is something that we sometimes can lose sight of because we become really busy. But social media, much like email, is not completely dead, but you do have to understand how it works. First things first, there are nuances between all of the platforms. Facebook has its own nuance. I personally recommend using a personal profile, not a business page on that platform, if you want to have any amount of reach at all. Twitter is its own crazy mess, and it's changing every single day. The bottom line is you just simply need to be really clever there. LinkedIn has some fantastic pieces, especially if you are selling B2B. Instagram is very visual. That should be obvious. Personal profiles on Instagram that have great visual concepts can absolutely score. So how can you put all of these things together? The first thing I'm going to tell you is software is going to be your friend here. I'm going to mention two different pieces of software today. One is Missing Letter that I've talked about previously. The second is going to be Opus Clip. And this is a newish tool. It's not that new, but it's a newish tool that leverages AI that can make your life much more simple. Number one, you need to be real and authentic in everything that you put out on your personal profiles on these platforms. There needs to be things about you that people can know who you are, they can understand who you are, they can like who you are, and they can trust who you are. But when you are pushing content, you need to start with taking those website pages that you used and push a simple summary with a link back to your website and use the image or video that is on that particular page and put them onto your social profiles. The meta description summary is an easy, excellent way to get started with this. It's going to give people a taste of what it is this is about, why they want to click the link back over to your website, and it can be done using Missing Letter through the RSS feed. It's a simple ploy, but the meta description summary is an easy way to get this content onto your social platforms. Missing Letter will help you take a lot of the legwork out of it and allow you to publish to multiple places, including your Google business listing. The second thing you need to think about is if you have video or audio, there is a software called Opus Clip. And like I said, it is newish. What it's going to do is it's going to take your long form video, your long form audio, and it is going to dice up clips. And you can take those clips and publish them to your social platforms. And it's going to give you the link back to the original piece of content. This is a way for you to capture those people who are not going to read, but they are going to watch or listen. Think about this podcast. It's an easy way to catch a snippet of something, to tease, to get people back. If you're using shorts on YouTube, if you're using stories or reels on Facebook or Instagram, this is a very quick and dirty way for you to get into those suggested content sections with these short clips that link to the longer form content. If you're doing this on YouTube and you've got that long form content on your channel, it's an easy way to get people onto your channel, see what you're about. Then they can bridge over to your website. If you've got the great call to action on your YouTube channel, there's a way for them to become a customer. The last piece I'm going to talk about has to do with LinkedIn. LinkedIn has got some excellent ways to generate extra traction. Nothing I'm about to say is a surprise if you've been listening to me for a long time. After that article has been published on your website and has been there for at least a week, doing a straight copy and paste and creating an article on your LinkedIn profile is an absolutely brilliant way to leverage that piece of content again in a matter of seconds. LinkedIn has excellent SEO juice. We had an article we published here recently on our website that had to do with church insurance. One of my colleagues took and copied and pasted that on his LinkedIn page as an article. Both of those show up on the first page of the Google search engine result page for Texas church insurance. It's an easy way for you to get extra juice out of that single piece of content. The other thing that I will tell you is if you are using email marketing, you need to leverage the functionality known as newsletter on LinkedIn. You can create a newsletter that people can subscribe to. And if you're sending out email newsletter, it works really well as a newsletter on your LinkedIn profile. It's an additional way to get in front of eyeballs. It can create a secondary stream of subscribers, and they will get a push notification on their phone or browser or however they consume it when that newsletter publishes and is ready. I highly recommend exploring those two options because it can make a massive difference in how people can consume your content. The goal here is to take that single piece of content and get it in front of as many eyeballs as possible. Push the summary with a link back to all of your social channels, including Google Business Listing, as it's called today. Chop up your video and your audio using something like Opus Clips. Leverage articles and newsletters on LinkedIn. These are all ways for you to take that content that you're working so hard on and pushing it out to these other platforms. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you have tired head and your head is spinning and you go, there's no way I'm ever going to be able to deploy this, go to sprocketops.com, hit the contact form, let me know how I can help you grow your business. Tomorrow, we are going to wrap this conversation up with recycling your content. I'll see you then on the porch.